we were driving up the coast of California, and I think we were going to like our second or third event that we were working together, and driving up the coast, and we got into a very heated discussion, and we quit talking to each other. And I was looking out the window one way, she's looking out the window the other way, and I'm driving, thank God, right? I'm driving, and finally I'd had enough, the tension was so thick in the car that I pulled over, and we both jumped out of the car and walked away for a few minutes, and we came back and realized that we had parked under this sign. And that's when I learned that Adirondack Spirit has such a great sense of humor, and that we should probably tell these stories on ourselves, because if we don't tell you, Adirondack will tell you anyway. I fell in love with the messages of Adirondack, and I really, really supported the mission that Marilyn was trying to do by herself, burning CDs at night and, you know, just doing all this manual stuff. And so we came together as a team, and we formed Adirondack & Company. Now, Adirondack, I've had the pleasure to actually interview them a couple of times. And I asked them why they're here, and they said they're here because we're not getting it quickly enough. Adirondack is really an energy of unconditional love. And they told me that the challenge is we as human beings really do not know what unconditional love is. And I've seen it again and again and again. I've seen big grown men burst into tears when Adirondack comes out on the stage because they feel the energy of their unconditional love. They told me they didn't really even have to say anything, that they could just stand on the stage and work in your emotional body. But that would just be weird because you'd be looking at them like, what are you doing? The messages of Adirondack are actually really simple. What they want you to know is happiness is a choice and that you are 100% responsible for your experience in life. I love this picture because this is so Adirondack. You know, they want you, no matter what happens, they want you to see the good side of it. And this is also so Adirondack. You know, they are here for us to understand that it's all about the gratitude. We need to move into the gratitude lane. And now that you all know it, it's your mission too, to get everybody else on the planet to move into that lane. They also, this is a quote that they use quite a lot, be the love you are. Who is Adirondack? Adirondack is a council of light, a spokesbeing from the 17th dimension that represents a council of masters that once walked the planet. They have never been in human form before. They represent Sekhmet, or on the council, I should say, are Sekhmet, Isis, Ra, Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin, Babaji, the archangels, Mother Mary, Saint Germain. It's probably one of my guides because I can never remember. And Elohim. And also more. We never know for sure who's going to pop out. We've had recently a being that calls themselves the Galactics have come forward quite a bit to bring forth messages. I love this photo. This is when we went to Egypt with Lee and Monica and Elon, and this is Marilyn actually channeling Isis in the Temple of Light, Temple of Isis. And I also love this quote by Yeshua. Yeshua is also on the council, and Yeshua started coming forward after our trip to Israel several years ago. And this is also something that Adirondack wants you to know and think about is everyone here is here for a very specific purpose, something that no one else on the planet can do. We're all unique. And they want us to step into that purpose, to figure out what it is and to step into that purpose. Where would the world be today had I not accepted my mission? Yeshua said that in one of the channelings. Now, in a moment, I'm going to bring Marilyn out. And she yields these, we call them the swords of light. She comes out swinging with them above her head eventually. And I just want you to understand that we've never lost a single person yet. Just sit still and receive the activation. I think you'll enjoy it. So with no further ado, I'd like to welcome to the stage my best friend, my business partner, and the star of a sitcom in some galaxy far, far away, Marilyn Harper.
I think we should name the sitcom Two Girls in a Galaxy. What do you think? So how y'all doing? Still doing good? One day I'm going to do an imitation of Joy. Hello? Joy used to be terrified of public speaking. So of course, what do I do every time I saw her? Was stick the microphone in front of her. And then when we started working with Lee, he did the same thing. It's like, you know, you just have to get over your fears, don't you? It really is about that. So I'm just going to get out of the way again. If in case you do watch the program, the Beginnings program, it's so much fun. And then we talk about how Joy and I met. I mean, Joy was a big advertising mogul in California. I was selling hotel rooms and channeling in Branson, Missouri. The two of us should never have come in contact with each other, ever. But you'll have to watch that program to find out how. Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine radiance. You are beings of light, and you are radiating far enough that the people in the next hotel room decided to turn the lights out to see if they glow in the dark. You do. So understand and know that this is the time to let go of all fear. This is the time to step off the cliff. This is the time to jump in with both feet. And yes, even the vessel Marilyn gets to talk to her Jehovah Witness brother and say, well, let me tell you what channeling really is. You see, everyone has to wake up. Yes, it is not just you who are already awake. Each of you get the opportunity to awaken. We talked to someone and they said, well, your energy is very different from other channels. We said, well, your energy is very different from other humans. You understand that each one of you is so unique. Each one of you brings these magnificent gifts to the planet. And sometimes you never know what those gifts are going to be doing. And so you get the opportunity to shift into you. Shift happens, yes? No matter what. It is going to shift, and sometimes you get the opportunity to push back against that shift. Our vessel Marilyn was channeling for 10 years and still saying, what was I supposed to be when I grow up, huh? She is what she is supposed to be when she grows up. She doesn't get any taller. Sometimes she gets shorter when she takes off her shoes. You will see. Understand and know that you are you, no matter what. You are who you are, and there are no mistakes. There are no mistakes. The source of all that is created you, and you are a part of that source. You are a part of that energy, and you get the opportunity to decide if you want to look like this. You recognize that? Do you ever feel like that? Or like this? Which do you prefer, huh? Understand that it only takes your intention. The new world is so powerful. The new world is upon us. And in the olden days, you sometimes had to stand on one leg and light your incense out under the stars and do the full moon thing and do the new moon thing and hold your tongue just right. Now you just have to say, I am me. I love me. I'm learning to love me more. Take a deep breath. And again, take a deep breath. And repeat after me, put your hand on something sacred. I love me, just the way I am. I'm learning to love me more, because I'm getting better and better every day. And so it is, huh? Ah, very nice. You see, and now you can look in your neighbor's area, your neighbor's eyes, and see that they love them too. And they love you too, huh? You see, that is the key. This is your community. And with your community, that energy is all around you. This is your tribe, as it would be. And with that tribe, understand your pod, your tribe, your people, your friends, maybe not your friends. Maybe your new best friend is right here in this room. That is one of the three requirements for the new age. Community. Are you aware of that? And one is communication. You get the opportunity sometimes to have that hard conversation with yourself or others. Do you know that, we'll tell you a secret, huh? Do you know that if you communicate something that is difficult with an open heart, that others will receive it with an open heart? Now, you may have to breathe a bit before that heart gets opened, but it will open. And you can actually communicate with them oversoul to oversoul before you get to that energy. You understand what we say? That your angels talk to their angels, because intention is everything. And when your intention says, I would like my angels, my heart, to speak to your heart. So when we communicate together, then it is a bit stronger and in love. Guess what happens? Hello? Exactly. It all flows through with benevolence and love. And if it doesn't start that way, take a deep breath and step back. Because the breath brings you into the presence. It brings them into the presence as well. So understand that it is truly about living in the open heart. And as it lives in the open heart, that is a bit of what it looks like. Huh? And when that open heart comes through, do you know what happens then? Your energy goes all around the planet. And as your energy goes all around the planet, everything works better. Did you know that when you breathe, the people in India are feeling it? The vessel Marilyn read that somewhere on the internet. It must be true. Yes? So if your breath is affecting the people in India, use breath lozenges. You know, those little sprays that make your breath better. We can't say the word lozenge. That, what she said. What is it?
Lozenge.
Yes, exactly. You understand that in that capacity, everything is divinely connected. So when you indeed are having a wonderful time, it connects all around, just like that. And as it connects all around the planet, the world shifts. We've told you this. You are the ones we are waiting for. You are the ones that are getting it. And yet sometimes you still have old programs and old energy that you get to remind yourself, oh wait, I love myself, I love my family, I love my friends, I've got my hand on something sacred, so it makes it true. You see, dearest, your mission is a big one. Your mission is about awakening all things in this planet. And you think, how can I awaken all things in this planet from Calgary, or from Calgary, depending on where you're from, huh? This is how. Breathe that in. For you see, sometimes people think that the awakened ones are somehow better than the unawakened ones. You know, in the beginning, our vessel Marilyn had a big discussion about healing and things with her brother, the Jehovah Witness, who's a wonderful person, wonderful person. And he lectured her for an hour and a half. She said, well, maybe we won't talk about that again. And now the conversation has been opened back up. And his wife actually contacted her and said, I love this. This is wonderful. It is good to see you making the difference that Jehovah wants you to make. It is all one, yes? It is all one. And that is the way it is, and that is how the world changes. And that is how the world shifts. And that is how the world is accommodating you. So we are going to activate you. Is that all right? Good, because we would do it anyway. We are going to activate you with the selenite swords of light. They are following the intention of the user and the receiver. It is our intention that anything that you are ready to be rid of will be gone. And anything that you would like activated in your world will be activated and magnified. For you see, that is the way of the future. It is not about all that drama, trauma, letting go of all the things that you think are not connected to you, because they are a part of you. All those wonder-filled experiences that may not feel quite so wonder-filled, they are a part of who you are. We don't want to rip those out. We want to honor them and thank them, for they have made you come to this point in your world. And when they come to this point in your world, then you can assist others in coming to this point in their world. There's all kinds of wondrous things in the handle that is following your intention as well. Chakra balancing crystals and ayahuasca and holy water and pictures of the Lemurian tones, everything. So is that all right? I don't know. There we go.
Don't look.
Breathe. You know it is time for you, dearest beings, to be soft. To allow your underside to be seen. When you think, breathe. When you believe that you must be tough and strong as myself, Sakmat, that is not true. That heart center is the greatest strength of all. That heart center is your purity. So we ask you, we plead with you. To be you. To honor you. To love you. And to love others. That is what the master said. If it's for us, take a message. We love you deeply. We see you, we see who you are, we see your light, we see your essence. And we love that essence. Trust yourself, and you will know how to live. Namaste.
Take a moment to let Marilyn come back. Marilyn's a trans channel, so she unlike Lee, who's present the whole time while he's channeling, Marilyn is actually not present, and takes her a little bit to get back. And she doesn't remember anything either a few minutes afterwards. I'd like to, and just in case there's anyone in the room who's unaware, that tomorrow night, Sunday evening, we're teaching a class called Leverage Your Akash, and Marilyn will teach you how to go in and out of your own Akash very quickly so that you can do it on your own wherever you are to get your greatest assets. We're also teaching on Monday our How to Channel class, and I'm going to actually, this email came in to us, and I'm just going to read it to you really quickly because I think it's so powerful in describing the Plurk shop. By the way, Plurk, if you don't know, is play plus work equals Plurk. That's what we do. This is from Christopher Avery, PhD. He says, "Your Plurk shop design and execution was delicious. I've designed high-impact workshop experiences for 30 years. I recognize the care and clear intention you put into your method, the step-by-step approach to inviting us into new realities bit by bit, the movement and music, interaction, and of course, the co-teaching relationship and demonstration of team. Well done, very well done. I was thrilled to partake. As a newbie to channeling, I was blown away by what I experienced. As a result of your Plurk shop, I now have a new dimension to my being, a new access, the ability to reach across the veil, or perhaps be reached, to listen, to ask, to thank, to honor, to love. This is cool. If you'd like to join us, you can register at the front desk anytime, actually between now and Monday. Thank you so much.